All right, ladies and gentlemen, Harris is sinking even faster in the polls. We have massive guest day. Thanks for joining us on this live Friday, October 11, 2024 transmission.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It is Friday, October 11, 2024. We have 24 days, 14 hours, 59 minutes, 31 seconds. The most important election in world history, hands down. And then 100 days till Trump gets inaugurated on the south side of the U.S. Capitol. All of the major trend lines are coming together. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We are living in the most exciting and dangerous time in world history. Man, it is all over mainstream news that the FBI trained and brought in a Pakistani group thinking they were working for Iran to kill Trump. We even caught them in the middle of it. Now they've caught this guy brought in by the CIA who was going to launch terror attacks, and then a separate law enforcement group busted them. Mayorkas got caught up at a press conference like a deer in the headlights. He finally looks scared, not arrogant anymore. I mean, it is all going crazy right now. And we've got all of these huge guests. Jack Posobiec, first in 30 minutes with big breaking news on that subject and more. Remember, this is a participation sport in the InfoWar, however you're listening on radio, TV, Real Alex Jones on X. Share those live feeds now. And tell those you share it with to share it now. And remember, the enemy's trying to shut us down right now. It's critical to keep InfoWars on the air. So I want to thank all of you that have been supporting and encourage those that haven't. Take action now.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we don't just sell products and t-shirts. We empower patriots to stay strong in the fight for freedom. Our best-selling items like Ultimate CMOS and our amazing fundraiser t-shirts help keep Americans fighting for freedom outwardly and inwardly as they support the InfoWars broadcast and the Alex Jones broadcast as well.
Conspiracies are no longer conspiracies, they're truth.
We love the shirts, and not only that, I just wish more people would get wise. Elect Donald Trump, baby!
That's right. That's who I'm voting for. And I'm Hispanic.
We hear stories like this every day. Real Americans just like you reclaiming their freedom with our cutting-edge supplements and t-shirts available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Everyone, I wanted to recommend the AJ store. This is my first time buying. Obviously, it won't be my last. I'm going after the Alex Jones Was Right. That will be my next purchase. And the gummies. I really want those gummies.
At thealexjonesstore.com, we stand behind every product with rigorous testing and unparalleled quality. But don't just take our word for it. See what thousands of satisfied customers are saying and experience the benefits for yourself.
I stand for Alex Jones, the AJ Store, and all of us patriots. And God bless my new shirt, and God bless you all, America. Will rise again.
Head to thealexjonesstore.com today, read the reviews, and join the movement of informed, empowered patriots taking their health and style into their own hands. Don't wait. Stock up now because your freedom and future depend on it. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now.
We're winning.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Most people that research supplements and that are into health know that Irish sea moss and its benefits are documented and incredible. Well, our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, happened to be able to get one of the top suppliers with the highest rated Irish sea moss to give them the authorization to private label it. So now it's Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. It is the ultimate superfood. The iodine, the trace minerals, the elements, the vitamins that are in this are incredible. They give you instant energy, instant focus. But as you take it for a few weeks, you feel the stamina, the libido, the mental clarity. It is a superfood. It is concentrated. So get Alex Jones Ultimate Sea Moss exclusively discounted at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen to this. One bottle is 40% off. Three bottles is 55% off. And again, one bottle is 40%. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for keeping us on the air.
When I grow up, I want to crush the New World Order.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, when I say that humanity is waking up, when I say that liberty is rising, that is far from an exaggeration. In fact, I find words hard to describe how urgent and existential and historic and dangerous, but also filled with opportunity we are right now. It is Friday, October 11th, 2024. We are 24 days out from this incredibly important election. Regardless of what happens, we have drawn the globalists out in the open. Their agenda, their criminality, they are so discredited. They've been caught setting it up for illegal aliens to vote all over the country. They're lying and they're flip-flopping. Everybody's talking about it. And almost everyone I talk to and other former Democrat influencers and talk show hosts all say the same thing. They can find no one or almost no one who's voting for Kamala. The woman polled less than 2% in polls behind everybody else when she ran for president both times. Less than 1% of black people support her in polls. But she's been selected. And now she was on international Spanish-speaking television yesterday for a town hall. And we have the video of her. They do a wide shot, and she's reading off a teleprompter. So when they ask her the questions, they already have them preloaded. And then she looks at a teleprompter and reads off of it. I mean, this is next-level puppet behavior. And then I've got the Rasmussen polls, that is the most accurate large polling agency. They predicted Trump would lose in 2020, and I've had their head pollster on, not because he really lost, but because there's so many illegals and dead people voting, that because he was not having a landslide like he had in 2016, he was going to lose narrowly because of the fraud. He did. Well, that same pollster was on just again a week ago, and he said, this is bigger than 2016, and that's what I see just on the ground. And I look at everything. So that's why they tried to kill him twice. And I've got a whole stack of news here. Kamala Harris is losing ground in must-win battlegrounds. The scientific polls show her losing massively in all of them. Even the skewed polls show it being very, very close. That is all coming up. Let me tell you who we have on the broadcast today, coming up in 22 minutes from now. Great investigative reporter with amazing sources, with PIs on the ground in multiple states, and I know the PIs, we're working with them. They don't want to be known, but I've known them for 15 years. So I know the investigation is going on, and he's going to break a lot of stuff here today. Jack Posobiec on what I said 2 days after they shot Trump in Butler, and it came out, of course, later. that the FBI was creating assassination teams. The Muslims they found that weren't too smart thought they were getting money from Iran to kill Trump. They were getting money from the FBI. That was in the last month that broke and trended on X last week. And it breaks here first and then makes it to larger audiences later. And now we have Mayorkas being blasted by reporters asking how the CIA-linked Afghan ISIS terror suspect was allowed into the United States. Yeah, why did Biden give him 80-something billion dollars of equipment and money? That's their little October surprise, or one of them I've talked about. So Jack Posobiec is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then great constitutional lawyer and really smart political operative, some of the best analysis out there, Robert Barnes. Next hour, and a guy I've wanted to get on for years, Senator Malcolm Roberts, in the middle of the night over in Australia. He is leading the main movement against the New World Order there. That affects the entire planet. Senator Malcolm Roberts joining us coming up in the third hour today. And then Dr. Stella Emanuel, great analysis on how they're trying to bring in all these new viruses and tyranny and scares in the fourth hour in studio. And then, of course, there's so much other news that I'll be interspersing to the transmission. Dr. Casey Means went on Joe Rogan and then went over the actual statistics of the cancer and the death rates and our longevity dropping, how long we live dropping, and how indeed the majority of the frogs that get into the atrazine become gay. They don't want to have sex with females, and then they go extinct. And people are all freaking out saying Alex Jones is right. I mean, that was a fact 30 years ago. They've known every other country's banned atrazine. Our loving government makes sure that it's basically in everything. 70-something megaton. She's got the numbers. It's just so much of this is dumped into our food and water supply every year. That's why if you're not filtering your water with a filter system that cuts it out, because the average filter doesn't do it, you are insane. Because that's where you're mainly getting it. But also bioaccumulates in a lot of the food. That's just one of these forever chemicals. I'm going to be getting to that as well today. And then as we get all these mutants, people that have had their gender bent at the embryonic level, they're not female, but they're trending towards it. They have those inclinations. Instead of saying, oh, let's get the chemicals out of the food and water, or on top of that, let's have hormone therapy for children that aren't going into puberty and aren't manifesting their characteristics, why don't we give growth hormone, low dosages, and testosterone to these young boys when they hit 12 and, you know, aren't going into puberty, aren't growing? They're also stunted from atrazine. Oh, no, we'll just go with the chemical that bent you this way and bend you and break it off and go all the way. And so I've been talking about this for decades, but now even mainline endocrinologists and scientists are saying, no, we should start hormone supplementing for young boys. Instead, again, oh, no, let's give them more female hormones and accelerate the mutation or go with the mutation. So this is a big deal. When we talk about the frogs, it's happening to birds. Ornithologists are seeing this. It's happening to insects where they just are sterile. It's happening to mammals. It's happening to marsupials. It's going down. Now, there's big reports. It's just across species. So that's coming up as well. But I first want to dive into Kamala because, again, you saw the big polls. Three big scientific ones came out, and then also the betting markets that are the most accurate show the same thing. Trump is 13 to 17 points ahead in scientific polls and the betting markets across the U.S. and across the world. And that's the numbers I've been telling you for 6 months from sources that I know very well inside the Trump campaign that are doing real internal scientific polling. I told you he's 15 points ahead in Michigan. He's 15 to 14 points ahead in Pennsylvania. He's 10 to 15 points ahead in Georgia. He's 10 to 15 points ahead in Arizona. And even states like New Jersey, he is in internal polling dead heats. Dead heats. Yeah, so there you see Polymarket trends. Trump approaching 60, Kamala approaching 40. And the trend's going up to that. Right now it's 46 to 54 in that particular cross index. So I want to hit that. But I just want to say this again, because I talked about it a lot yesterday, but I don't usually listen to rebroadcasts, but I did listen to the 30 minutes or so I spent on the Great Awakening, and I didn't kind of quantify it up front and simplify it, and then I just walked through all the evidence instead of getting to the meat and potatoes statement. You don't need me to tell you this, you see it. But there's a global political realignment against the globalist, against the WEF, against the UN, against Klaus Schwab. Populists are being elected everywhere. They're winning almost every election. Unless you're in the UK and you already have fake conservatives claiming they would fix it, but they didn't. So then they, by parliamentary manipulation of less than 20%, the ultra commies, Labour, got in. But now the polls are showing it's going totally against them, and they're the most unpopular ever. So, but everywhere else, just in Austria last week, there's some examples, the nationalist anti-globalists that sound just like your Elon Musk are winning. And that's the point. The talking points from Australia to Russia to Europe to the UK to Canada to the US by all the leading political parties sound just like this show 20 years ago. They're not as hardcore, but they're 90% there. People make the points in Germany and Canada. They go, why, the leader of the conservatives sounds like Alex Jones. You see that headline every day. Well, it's not even that they're listening to me, though a lot of them are. They are seeing the same thing. And once you understand how things work, now you're not in the dark anymore. You've got a really good chance to stop the globalists. So I'm seeing major signs, as you see, that they were preparing for civil war, martial law, power outages, cyber attacks, total shutdown. FEMA admits their tabletop exercises the last 2 years. That's what they've been drilling for, because that's what they're preparing for, because that climate's been set up politically, culturally, and they definitely would also stage some false flags to get it over the top if they need it. But you create this much social unrest and problems and inflation around the world, you're going to get revolutions and violence. The question is, will they trigger it? And of course, they've got all these assassin teams they're funding that think they're working for Iran, think they're working for ISIS, and of course, they're working for the CIA and FBI. That's coming up in about less than 15 minutes, the details of that. So we've seen major preparation, DOD getting ready for martial law, covered that yesterday in official documents. We'll get more into that at the bottom of the hour. So I saw the major evidence of them engaging, that they're going down that path, that was the plan. But I'm now seeing major signs all over the world, at the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, NATO, here, that they are slowing that implementation down very quickly, and it appears to be a retraction of them going into full nuclear war and total collapse and civil unrest billed as race war and martial law. Now, so just a month ago, I'm like, it looks really bad. They are engaging these operations, the setup for it. Now I'm seeing massive retraction. Rodney Howard Brown, I think, is a very smart guy. I've been watching him for over 15 years, but I've seen his stuff from 30 years ago. He was talking just like me because he's smart, lived around the world. He's got churches in more than 100 countries. And he says the same thing. He says that we're winning, they're retracting. We have the initiative, means we're winning the war. We're driving the enemy out. Tucker says the same thing. Musk says the same thing. General Flynn says the same thing. So it doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. Or you know what the wolf says in Pulp Fiction, let's not start you know what-ing yet. But we are having a lot of success, so keep it up. Pray, be politically engaged, support those that are fighting tyranny, and we're going to be able to defeat this with God's help. And again, it doesn't mean there's some utopia on the other side. Doesn't mean everything's going to be perfect, but we won't have the globalists really considering releasing a new super virus, starting a nuclear war, launching giant power outages to be blamed on their enemies, to bring in crises so bad they have a smokescreen for censorship, mass arrest, civil war. You've seen the movies and the productions and the professors and the media all promoting civil war the last few years. And now I'm seeing a retraction of that. Now, you could say that's because they're getting ready to do it and they want to pre-program that they try to stop it right at the end. But I don't think that's what's happening. In fact, I pretty much know it is. Now, they may decide to go ahead in their councils of conspiracy and control to go ahead and go with massive crises, but it appears right now they're having serious second thoughts and are blinking. The next U.S. Civil War is already here. We just refuse to see it. By the way, guys, I have the clip about it, but I had the article yesterday. Will you guys print me the article about DOD changes policy and puts out memorandum to kill American citizens? Will you actually get me the article that Elijah Schaefer talks about? Because I had it, and I want to talk about that with Jack. I'm about to clean my desk off. I meant to save that. I didn't. So print me the actual article he's got in the video that we have here on the stack. Thank you. All right. Let's go ahead and start going to some of these Kamala clips. I just got to get these out there. This is a short compilation. It's up on Infowars.com. I suggest you share it. This is going wild on the internet. Her just insane level, next level flip-flopping. Here it is.
Intend on extending a tax cut, repealing that tax bill that they just passed. And also looking at estate taxes are going to have to go up.
Everything from a 70 to 80% tax rate.
I think that's fantastic. I made that very clear in 2020. I will not ban fracking. There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
She was big on defund the police.
For too long, the status quo thinking has been you get more safety by putting more cops on the street. Well, that's wrong.
She was the border czar. She doesn't want to be called the border czar because she's embarrassed by the border.
I am in favor of saying that we're not going to treat people who are undocumented and cross the border as criminals. That's correct.
Abolish ICE.
Yeah, we need to probably think about starting from scratch.
She is Biden. The worst inflation we've ever had, a horrible economy because inflation has made it so bad.
Bidenomics is working. It's working.
And then this business about taking everyone's guns away. Tim Walz and I are both gun owners. We're not taking anybody's guns away. So stop with the continuous lying about this stuff.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
My agenda includes attempting to get Congress to act, but if they don't within the first 100 days of my administration, I'm going to take executive action.
Well, first of all, I absolutely support, and over the last 4 years as vice president, private health care options.
I believe it will totally eliminate private insurance.
Let's eliminate all of that. Let's move on.
And, of course, that's an official ad put out by Trump Vance. Now, let's move on to the next one. This is her last night at a town hall. And she says that she'll stack her record up on the border or anything against Trump any day. And I ended up watching most of it this morning. I mean, she says she controlled the border. She's done a great job. She then reads off a teleprompter. She gets nailed with a question that she obviously knew was coming about how she was selected and appointed. And then she talks about democracy and how Trump's a dictator and how she's got to stop him. No, that's dictatorial, being appointed, not being voted for to be the nominee. I mean, it's just incredible. So here she is on her record.
South as well as what was coming north. So I will put my record up against anyone in terms of the work I have always done and will always do to ensure we have a secure border.
Okay, let's... Yeah, this is mainly for TV viewers. Radio listeners can't see this, but I posted it at Real Alex Jones on X. They go to a wide shot, and they did this a bunch. They don't even hide it. And the person asks a question. They've obviously pre-selected it. It's loaded in the teleprompter. And then she reads off a teleprompter. Here it is.
Victim of crime, are you a Republican? Are you a Democrat? The only question I ever ask is, are you okay? And sadly, we have seen over the last 2 weeks... since Hurricane Helene.
And there you can see the teleprompter. Okay, let's go to a gentleman asking her a question that she gets asked all the time, even on 60 Minutes, how she's been selected. And then the answer is 5 minutes long. I'm not going to play the whole thing. The whole thing is, again, on X. It gets more insane. But the first minute is just unbelievable. And then she ends with, Trump wants to be a dictator. No, he joked and said, day one, I will drill, baby, drill, and get rid of all the executive orders that have blocked oil drilling and gas drilling in America in most areas. Which, again, it's an executive order. Biden did it. The president is dictatorial in his executive powers, not in general. So they take his jokes and they turn it into this. Here it is.
Right now, leaning towards Trump, but I haven't made a decision. Mm-hmm. I'm also concerned about the way I feel President Biden was pushed aside.
Oh.
And so close to the elections, I believe these are extraordinary circumstances.
Given how close we are to the election. So, la pregunta, Mario.
And Mario's question?
The question, Mario.
So the question is, how can you clarify this whole process and how you were elected?
Sure. First of all, thank you for being so candid and allowing me to answer the question. Thank you. President Biden made a decision that I think history will show was probably one of the most courageous that a president could make, which is he decided to put country above his personal interest. And he made that decision. He very, within that same period of time, supported my candidacy and urged me to run. He and I have been partners for the last 4 years as his vice president to him as the president. And I am honored to have earned the Democratic nomination. I am honored to have the endorsement of people from every walk of life. You will probably find that I probably have a bigger coalition of people who couldn't seem to be more different.
All right, let's stop right here. You know what I'm going to do? Later in the broadcast, I'm going to play the clip. It's 5 minutes long, and I'm going to stop it and start it because every 5 seconds is a lie. She's everybody loves her. She worked with Biden, so it's okay she was selected. And then she goes into Trump is going to be a dictator. So that's why she's got to do this. And it goes on and on and on with total and complete BS. No, you didn't earn anything. All right. We're going to get into the big news straight ahead. DOD directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force against Americans. The FBI and CIA both caught trying to get assassination teams to kill Trump, believing they were working for ISIS or Iran. I said this months ago, I said a lot of these idiots don't even know who they're working for. That's all coming up with Jack Posobiec with major breaking news. Remember, the only way this broadcast is possible is your support, and we could be shut down in 30 days. We'll put that on screen, the 13th. I need your support. We will stay on the air one way or another if they shut down InfoWars, but it takes money. 32 days till that happens, potentially. Please support our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. Get the ultimate superfood, ultimate CMOS, the highest quality iodine, all the other trace minerals and key cofactors that are in it. It is so good for your whole body, your immune system, your brain. It's good for children, adults, old people. Everybody needs ultimate CMOS, up to 55% off when you get 3 bottles, 40% off when you get 1 bottle, 45% when you get 2 bottles. It's available right now exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. Also, one of the best super green foods out there, Optimal Human, is discounted as well. Thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, check out the T-shirts, the hoodies, the ball caps that are all fundraisers. But the red on navy blue classic InfoWars shirt is more. It's not $25 or $30 like the other shirts, so they're super high quality. It's high quality as well. It's the fundraiser shirt for $50. If you really want to support the broadcast and really help us, pay a little extra and get that. It takes that to win a war. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I want to thank all of you that have been supporting. Also, another amazing product, Next Level Foundational Energy, is back in stock and discounted at drjonesnaturals.com. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. It's amazing. You want Next Level Foundational Energy, exclusively available at drjonesnaturals.com. So support our sponsor there as well, drjonesnaturals.com. We'll be right back, drjonesnaturals.com. I'm down to my last few chips. It's like a video game. You're winning the last level, fighting the last boss, but you're on one life, quarter power, one more hit, you're blown up. I use the Rathacon analogy. I'm not a big Star Trek fan, but I like that movie. Some of the 60s shows I liked growing up as a kid. But the point is, it's all put correct. That movie, where the ship, you know, the big weapon's about to go off, they're going to get killed. They're trying to race away from the detonation of the Genesis Project. And Kirk says, Scotty, I need warp one in 5 minutes and we're all dead. And that's not really the case. I mean, there's a lot of stuff lined up. It takes a lot of time to deal with a lot of big groups who want to come in and launch stuff. I've got to go through that. I've got to make sure they're not going to control what I say. We've got backups. But it takes time to set that up. the person I trust the most is me. And Alex Jones sitting on no money, basically, and not having money to, I have to personally go in and pay for, so they don't take my name, which is preposterous, but they're trying, or the social media, if they shut down InfoWars, I have to be able to hold them off like I've been doing. They got Giuliani in a year. I've been fighting them 7 years. So, grace of God, you know, we're in the fight. But I've got to fight that and pay for the bankruptcy defense in the next few months, and it's conservatively $300,000. And you got to sell a lot of t-shirts when you're only getting a few bucks per t-shirt yourself to pay for that. So they're great t-shirts. You need them. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And a lot of folks are responding, and I don't want to belabor here, but I belabored yesterday and we got big support. And it's nothing more frustrating than have to just cover this to survive. But that's what I'm doing. But they are great t-shirts. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Separately, the sponsor, my dad's company, based right here in Central Texas, DrJonesNaturals.com. Great nano silver products, great next level foundational energy, Kava Chill, Top Brain, Rocket Rest, Sleep Aid. You go there and like 70% of the stuff sold out because my dad's up against the wall. They've been attacking and going after him for 2 years. He spent basically everything he had on that. He put everything else he had in to get some stable products reordered and four new products that start coming in next week that are going to be great. So you go there and you're like, well, there's almost nothing here. Now we're up against the wall. So go get what's there. Stuff that's left's all great. Silver Bullet, Foundational Energy, Kava Chill. A lot of other stuff. There's still like more than a dozen items left. There was like 50 there before. And just get it, and then you'll see the stuff come back. It's like farmers. They got to have money to hold back to buy seed or save seed. DrJonesNaturals.com had to put everything in to get the next seeds to continue the cycle of funding our operation and my dad's operation funding us. So that's why you're like, well, there's almost nothing left here. It's all got, we didn't have the money to buy more stuff. He didn't have money to buy more stuff. So we are up against the wall here. So I won't have to do this every show if more than 1% go, you know what? I think I'm going to stand up for the country and myself in the future and support people that are obviously the top enemy of the globalists. It's a no-brainer. And I'm going to get great products in the process. It's just... But I get it. Most people, this is just a show. This is not a show, people. This is the defense of the future of our species that's having a big effect on the enemy. So I want to thank those that understood this and have bought the products and love them. They've got like 4.7 star reviews. And I want to encourage those that haven't to go to drjonesnaturals.com. And then InfoWars store. Anything you order, even if we get shut down, it's all there. Won't be shut down for months. You know, if that's the case, because even if they sell it and bad guys get it, it'll take a few weeks, they say, to shut it down. So we're about 2 months out from shutdown. And so you'll get all your product at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamineral Fusion's back in stock for 40% off, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com as well. All right, I'm going to blitz news. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back broadcasting worldwide on this Friday, October 11th, 2024 transmission. All right. Now, we have all the documents, and it was in the news a month ago that Congress is preparing for mass casualty events and power outages and cyber attacks and martial law. And Jamie Raskin, one of their top spokespersons, said they're going to be civil war conditions. And I've got articles here and videos where Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are saying they're not going to certify a Trump win. Everything they accused Trump of doing that he didn't do and then indicted him for. And then we've got what I said was going on right when they tried to kill Trump in July, that they're going to have CIA and FBI groups going out and finding Islamic people to believe they're working for ISIS and Iran, two different Islamic groups, Shiites and Sunnis, to try to kill Trump. And now it's mainstream news. Only two people exposed this, myself and Jack Posobiec, even before they tried this. And I said, watch, they'll start blaming it on Iran. They did that after I talked about it. And the reason I point that out is they've already tried to kill him twice, we know of. They're going to try again. We are only 24 days out from the election. And it is good agents inside the FBI and the federal government that keep exposing these plots. But look at this headline. DOD directive expands domestic military authority to include lethal force. I'll show you the document. DOD directive 5240.01. They're not just gotten rid of posse comitatus, they're gearing up for this. Now, I'm seeing signs while they gear up for martial law that they're also slowing down some of this right now and some of their actions. We'll talk about that with Jack Posobiec, who's got private investigators on the ground in Pennsylvania, Florida, and other areas that I can confirm this because I know these investigators for more than, like, actually about 18 years. Very good group. They don't want to be known publicly. This is very dangerous what they're doing. And Jack now can basically give you most of the report, and it's in his new book as well. So this is a big deal. We'll talk to Jack in a moment. But let me show you a FEMA whistleblower, because people always want to hear a whistleblower. This is in the FEMA documents. It's in the news, but he's telling you what they're being trained for. So that's why I'm telling you that they've got this set up and ready to go. I don't know if the globalists will pull the trigger, but exposing it and letting the establishment know we're aware of their plans is what derails it and helps other whistleblowers expose it. Like one of the Jan 6 officer that arrested Owen Schroyer is going to be on his show next week, whistleblowing and exposing what really happened. So the whistleblowers are really the Achilles heel of this whole thing. Here's a short clip of the FEMA whistleblower. We'll go to Jack Posobiec.
What's going on, everybody? Some information that I just want to pass along, give to you guys about FEMA, because a lot of people don't understand how FEMA operates. So FEMA provides training for things that they see on the near future. They use predictive modeling, threat assessment, following trends to look at possible scenarios that might be coming up. This year, the first three scenarios that they're offering to emergency managers like myself in these virtual tabletop exercises is infrastructure blackouts, social unrest, and mass casualty, mass shooter instance specifically focused around malls. So, given that information, I would highly recommend you to think about your planning processes, your systems, and how you're just going to conduct yourself in terms of one of those three or more occurring in your daily life. Something to think about, something to keep in mind when you see FEMA putting information out over the cells.
And what I do and what Jack Posobiec does, and I wish more people did it, is do a analysis, just like FEMA does or intelligence agencies, of what's going on and what's happening, who stands to gain, who has a history of doing this. And when FEMA tells you it's going to be ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Iran, well, who stands to gain? Who's had the stand down of the Secret Service? Who wants Trump dead? Who's all over The View every day saying Trump needs to die? Melania wants him taken out, crushing like a bug. The Democrats. So Jack Posobiec, former naval intelligence researcher, great friend of mine, some of the best analysis out there, joins us to talk about the big picture 24 days out and what he sees the globalist up to. Obviously, a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 months ago, a month ago, he said they are accelerating towards massive crises creation. I personally, Jack, agree with you, but I'm also seeing them pull back some now. Even in Ukraine, they're now talking about a peace deal and things. It seems like we're being brought up to the edge, or the technocrats have got both scenarios moving forward. But if they know that their crisis creation will be blamed on them, or a Trump assassination will be blamed on them, that they will then not do it, in my view. How do you quantify the moment we're in right now? And let's get into your latest findings on the attempted Trump assassinations.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for having me on. And of course, one thing that when we put the book together, Bulletproof, and we put together the report, and of course, we had our private investigators, and we've had our private investigators since I made the announcement with you and Tucker in Reading, Pennsylvania, where we held the first Bulletproof briefing of announcing that we do have the private investigation team that is up on the ground doing the shoe leather work in Butler, Pennsylvania, as well as Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, where the first Trump shooter, or perhaps the first unit of Trump shooters, the first team of Trump shooters, made their attempt in Butler on J13. Then we also got the information of this individual, Ryan Wesley Routh. And I've just released a new report on Ryan Routh up on my X account that people can go and look at, talking about the Bulletproof Project. Because, Alex, when you look at the convergence of events that are going on right now, it's very clear what we see, that there people do expect massive unrest in the wake of the election. As we hurtle towards this election, it's very clear that unrest is in the cards. And I've heard from high level that there are operational orders going out, that there are warning orders going out, saying something might come predicated on the election. And specifically, I got this from a high-level source. I haven't even released this on X yet. I'll release it here for the first time, Alex, because we're talking about it. But a limited bulletin went out last night to various law enforcement offices around the country, where I'm just reading this, warning of potential Election Day and post-Election Day violence by, quote, those emotionally enthralled in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. So this bullet is going out, Homeland Security, FBI, to law enforcement offices around the country. Well, what does that mean? The second Trump attempted assassin, Ryan Wesley Routh, was this individual that was directly tied, and we were able to track him down using AI face tracking and tie him directly to a recruitment and fundraising video for the Azov Battalion. The Azov Battalion is this neo-Nazi battalion assassination team that was trained up by the CIA in the years even before the first Donbass war, even before the current situation that's going on in Ukraine now. He is directly tied to them, went to Ukraine, received training, and then came back from Ukraine to the United States, to West Palm Beach, lied in wait outside of Mar-a-Lago, lied in wait outside of Trump International Golf Course, uses this SKS rifle with the serial number shaved off, this rifle that no one has any idea how this guy, as a felon, he was going to get. And I've released this report on him already, talking about the fact of the matter is, if Zelensky's up there talking ceasefire, if Donald Trump is up there looking like he's going to win in the polls, if J.D. Vance is up there with his command performance at the debate with Tim Walz, then you know who really stands to lose from a lot of this? The military-industrial complex, BlackRock, Monsanto, everybody who's trying to get in on Ukraine. The entire Ukraine operation stands in the balance of this. So you're talking potentially billions and trillions of dollars on the line. And the Azov Battalion and the foreign fighters with the blowback operations like Orion Wesley Routh would be the perfect patsies for this. So we've got this information, and I've got the book here in Bulletproof, and we've got Ryan Wesley Routh on the back of this, because I said, hold the presses. We've got to get right there, Ryan Wesley Routh. We're able to put him in the book because this information needs to get out. And when you purchase the book, when you pre-order it, which is available for right now, those proceeds actually go to continue the investigation. So this is something where we're just throwing the money into this, where we're throwing it on forward to say we need to continue this ongoing so we can do our reporting, boots on the ground. If we have to send people to Ukraine, we'll send people to Ukraine. Because, Alex, this is a very dangerous moment for Donald Trump and both J.D. Vance, because as it looks like they are closer and closer to winning, keep in mind, Matt Gaetz came on my program on Human Events just a couple of weeks ago. The five assassination teams that have been launched after President Trump. Three, he said, three are foreign tied, two are domestic. So the three foreign, we believe that the first one of those that we know about was Ryan Wesley Routh, with his ties directly to Ukraine and to the foreign fighters. And what I'm hearing as well about Routh is that he's in there in his cell right now down in the Miami area. His trial date is set for November 14th. He's been talking about going on hunger strike, and he is completely just babbling and rambling to guards, to FBI officer, FBI agents, anyone who comes in about Ukraine, talking about, oh, we need to fight for Ukraine. Ukraine needs to win. So this has been the button, Alex. We know that Ukraine has been the globalist trigger word for so many of these things. That is why they are spreading this out now, that Azov Battalion more than likely has inspired or potentially even sent more Ryan Wesley Rouths back to the United States. And this wouldn't be the first time we've seen these type of blowback operations. Now, of course, Deep State wants to tell us it's Iran. But Lee Smith has the great report up there that you just showed, how essentially these are not Iran. They're finding, you know, some Muslim teenagers or something, getting them to the United States, telling them, oh, you're going to come kill Trump. And then they arrest you because that's what they do. They entice you to come onto U.S. soil, by the way. There's something I knew when I was an intelligence officer, that what federal law enforcement does when they want to entrap you, if you're overseas, they then bring you somewhere that's, U.S. soil and U.S. jurisdiction. So whether it's a U.S. territory like Guam or Puerto Rico, that would even count, or get you onto U.S. soil, then boom, they can arrest you, because that way they don't have to go through Interpol. They don't have to go through any of that chain of custody. You are already in U.S. jurisdiction. That's why they do these things. But they're doing it for a purpose, Alex, because look, and I'm just going to be very clear about this, and we talk about in the book, what if that bullet, so, and I just got back from the Butler rally there, the second Butler rally there this past weekend. What if that bullet had been 1 inch to the right? Well, if that bullet had been 1 inch to right, we know that there would have been more than likely unrest all across the United States. And that unrest would then be put down by federal agents to a point where they would use that. They would use the unrest in the wake of a Trump assassination to create a January 6th style crackdown across the entire country. Now it wouldn't matter if you were just a Trump supporter who had gone to the January 6th rally. Now it would be if you were a Trump supporter, if you had a MAGA hat, if you had a Trump flag, if you were a conservative, if you liked Turning Point USA, if you liked Human Events, if you liked Alex Jones Show, if you watched InfoWars, etc. Now you're on a list. Now they're knocking at your door. Now they're potentially going to be confiscating your guns because, oh, you're someone who is involved with this domestic terrorist organization. Alex, that's exactly what they would have done. That's exactly what they would gear up for. And I do not put it past these people to potentially be looking at that in the cards as we go towards a Trump victory. So I know that he's doing all these events. J.D. Vance is doing all these events. I'm going to be at events with them in the next couple of days and weeks here. But we have to be steely-eyed when it comes to this, that both President Trump and J.D. Vance's lives are in danger. And then also to understand that the response to that, you would get this Hegelian synthesis. What they want is you to respond. They want you to respond because that will give them the enabling justification for a national crackdown and a complete criminalization on any support for Donald Trump.
Now, Jack, let's just stop right here. And it isn't about how we're smart. It's about people listening to us understand we've got the number of the bad guys. I've only heard you, myself, and Lee Stranahan in the last, hell, Stranahan for like 7 years. He got sued over it for saying Ukrainian intelligence sheep-dipped money from the U.S. back into the United States was behind the Charlottesville stuff, which actually later came out to be true. They dropped the suit. But that's how upset the State Department was. State Department-connected people came after me and him just for him being on the show saying that. He was the first I heard say that back during Charlottesville. I've heard you saying it for years. And we all said when they tried to kill Trump, even before, look for U.S. forces trained, political operatives in Ukraine, then coming back to stage race attack, false flags, be blamed on right-wingers. You were one of the first to talk about January 6th and Ukrainian, actual foreign Ukrainians who'd been in the military involved. And then of course, when they tried to kill Trump and Butler, you and I were the only ones to be saying that because we understand history. Just like they used Operation Mongoose, the plan to kill Castro and what was tied to the funding in Bay of Pigs, to then kill JFK in Dallas in November 1963. So the intelligence agencies do the same tricks over and over again. And now that breaking...
Alex, I'll even do one better because we've got information in Bulletproof in the book about how intelligence agency number one, how it was an intel agency that was directly behind the Garland, Texas shooting down in 2015, that it was the FBI right there. And number two, how they had Syrian foreign fighters that were training left wingers over in Syria with the YPG battalion over there, and then sending them back to the United States. And some of those guys were actually involved in Chaz in Seattle, where I ran into them back in 2020. So for people to think that this is all just happening at random, that these armed groups and these armed trained fighters aren't involved in some sort of larger operations, you're not actually looking at history. So yes, Chaz was directly tied to intelligence operations that were going on in Syria. And so people have to understand that these domestic operations have a direct link to what our national security agencies have done overseas.
And why are we harping on this? Because if you and I and others understand this and expose it, then we decompartmentalize media, local law enforcement, good feds, who then whistleblow, and then that frustrates and derails these terror units and destabilization units. We saw the FBI a year ago say Trump supporters with no evidence are attacking power stations around the country. And then Right. Every time we saw it, it was a wound up mentally ill person, similar to what we saw in the Whitmer kidnapping stage false flag. And so now we have Mayorkas getting caught with the CIA bringing in a CIA-trained Afghan to try to kill Trump. We have this Pakistani working with the FBI. I think he was working with Iran to kill Trump. And because of leaks and whistleblowers, this is getting derailed. That's why we're harping on this. Not to say, oh, look, we're right. We're exposing the battle plan. Can you speak to that and what we all need to be doing 24 days out from the election and what you think the bad guy's next move is going to be?
Well, Alex, look, you know, we're putting this book together and we're conducting this on the ground investigation. We call it the Bulletproof Project, not because we're trying to toot our own horn. I wish we were wrong about this stuff. I wish this stuff wasn't going on. I wish I didn't have to live in a world like this. But because we care about our country, we care about our future, and we care about the truth. We care about the truth of what's actually happening, because if we can tell the truth and if we can be honest with ourselves and honest with each other and get the truth to the American people, then we can move forward from there. So, yes, are we looking at situations where we know why was it? I mean, just you go back to the security failures and you have to ask the question, which we do in the book. Were the security failures failures, or was there someone at some point in the chain all the way up to the top? And by the way, Melania Trump has said the exact same thing as me at this, that something is wrong at the very top. Were these security failures, or were they intentional failures? Was this intentional neglect? Intentional neglect to not allow for Secret Service agents to give him the full detail, intentional neglect to not allow him to have the 27 minutes when they were chasing after this guy where they told him to go out on stage. They didn't tell him anything about it. They didn't tell his personal detail anything about it. And by the way, this type of stuff goes back to the times of Rome when the Praetorian Guard wanted to get up there. And if they didn't like the emperor, then guess who was going to take you out? The Praetorian Guards were going to take you out because they became the ones who were essentially running the government. And so when you look at the national security agencies and you have a guy who is running that, and Tucker talks about this all the time, you have a guy who's running that's explicitly saying that he is going to take away their budgets, that he's going to shut down their black ops, which, by the way, he did shut down the black ops Operation Timber Sycamore that the Obama administration, Obama and Biden, had put together in Syria, when he's saying he's going to shut down all those things. And then those same agencies are the ones responsible for his security, you realize there's a massive conflict of interest here. This is the massive problem that President Trump is facing, that what we're all facing. And so for people to look forward, look, my brother was at the Reading, Pennsylvania rally, Alex, after you and I did our event there. And when President Trump came through, my brother found a guy with a 9mm Glock in his waistband, all clad in black, white guy with blonde dreadlocks, who was walking around armed, who was taking photos of security, who was taking photos of the police perimeter, was taking photos of the crowd. My brother confronted him and then he eventually ran away. So again, you're going to see things more and more like this. You're going to see assets be activated. You're going to see crazies be willing to go and take more shots like this. And so I'm not saying that people should stop going to Trump rallies. I'm not saying that people should stop doing anything. I'm saying make sure you get your votes in, but also you have to get the truth out there. And so take this book and put it in people's hands to say, look, this is what's going on in your country right now.
Absolutely.
This is not something that he survived. This is something that's ongoing and is currently happening. And if you want to understand the truth about our government and the truth about the system under which we live, these are the people who they tried to take Trump out. They couldn't take him out, so they took Biden out. And now they're going to continue to do it again and again before he takes office. And I pray that I'm wrong, but I think there's a very strong possibility.
Oh, they're definitely going to try. So let me say this in closing. You got to come back again soon for a full hour. Go back, because you told me days before it broke, you said, don't break it till Friday because the feds asked you not to, that all that information about the teams and the assassination plan and, you know, all the details, and then it all broke exactly as you told me. You're saying that your sources have told you that there is a Homeland Security memo that groups connected to, quote, Russia and Ukraine and that whole conflict are preparing to do something big in or around the election. Elaborate on that. That's big breaking news.
So, yeah, I'll just say it again. A very limited bulletin just went out to various federal law enforcement offices warning of potential election day and post-election day violence by, quote, those emotionally enthralled in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. And Ryan Wesley Routh, this guy who we know was clearly inspired by this conflict, obviously he's mentally unwell. These are the type of people who get targeted for these things. Now they're saying that, oh, look, someone who's emotionally enthralled. So what does that mean? Is this more of these agents? Is this more of these assets that were sent over who had conducted training with the CIA-backed Azov Battalion are back in the United States and doing this? Look, no one's going to tell me that Ryan Wesley Routh was able to get that rifle by himself. And the FBI, there's a reason, by the way, that they're not releasing the information on him. And they're saying, oh, we have too much information. They're trying to push the date back. Judge Eileen Cannon down there in Miami is trying to fast track this thing because she wants to get the information out as fast as possible, November 14th. But Alex, everything is pointing to the fact that Ryan Wesley Routh more than likely was working with various groups. These groups have direct ties. Again, this guy, keep in mind, he was in Ukraine, in Kiev. Then suddenly he flies over to Istanbul, Turkey. Then he's in Taipei, Taiwan. And yet we're told that he has no funding. He has no bank accounts. He has no information. This guy's a ghost on paper. And yet he has two homes, one in Greensboro, North Carolina, and then another one all the way out in Honolulu, Hawaii. He's flying around to basically going on a CIA tour.
The entire X account is linked to CIA high-level people.
And what did he say he wanted to do? He said he wanted to bring the Afghan fighters that were CIA-trained into Ukraine. He was up there being interviewed by all this media, and yet we're supposed to be told that this guy was just a lone wolf. No, it's a joke. It's ridiculous. And I'm telling you, there are networks that are being activated right now.
You're absolutely right. Where's the best place for people to find Bulletproof?
Yeah, Bulletproof, of course. You just go up on Amazon. You can get it there. People can pre-order it. There's going to be more editions of this as we get more reports, as we get more information out. I've got a couple of copies. It came out really well. Yeah. And then orderbulletproof.com. You want a signed copy?
It's a blueprint. It's a blueprint for congressional investigations. Thank you, Jack. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, powerful. Robert Barnes, look at the election, the polls, what's happening. He's really informative, really smart. That's coming up. We'll cover the election waterfront and all the big developments and the storms and everything next hour. I want to thank Jack Posobiec for coming on. That is huge breaking news. You can put it in the bank, what he just said. And we predicted they would say it's going to be a Ukraine situation that will try to then blame on Russia. This is crazy, but we're ahead of the curve. And how are we ahead of the curve? Because we're fearless. This is what we do. We research constantly. I can't stay on air without your help. Even if they shut down InfoWars in 32 days, I intend to stay on the air. But we need to have our sponsors ready to be able to fund the crew and the new studios and all of that. I'll leave it at that. So fire in the bat signal, plus the great products you need. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Go there. The ultimate Irish sea moss, the concentrate of the best iodine and the very best vitamins and minerals. It's incredible. It is the recognized superfood, and we have the highest quality, the lowest price. 55% off when you get three bottles, almost 50% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle. It's selling out, but more comes in about 2 weeks. Get it now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your support. Get t-shirts, get hoodies, get ball caps. It's all there. Help us in the fight and get great products at the same time. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com and get Next Level Foundational Energy, proprietary product that's incredible at DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com and TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll be back with hour number two. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Please spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
The deep state hates me almost more than anybody in the world except President Trump. That's because I've got their number. We've got a giant audience of activists like you that understand what's happening as well and aren't going to roll over and let them take over our planet and enslave us and depopulate us. We're going to stop this death cult together. But the enemies of freedom are trying to shut us down November 13th. Regardless, our great sponsors are going to keep the broadcast going no matter what. But we need funds to do it. So please go to our amazing sponsor, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and get some of these amazing designs. More than 15 years ago, I designed this baby. We've brought it back. I love it. It's a collectible. It's limited edition. It's at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And now they've added long-sleeved, lightweight, and heavyweight hoodies for cool weather and super cold weather with all these incredible designs. They're now available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it gets even crazier. These shirts are being made right now, so I don't have one, but tomorrow we'll have one. It's in the mail to us right now. Look at this. You talk about fun. I was going to be a Democrat for Halloween, but my head wouldn't fit up my ass. Gotta love that. Here's another one. Make Halloween great again with the evil Trump. Make the frogs straight again. All these great designs and more are available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It keeps us on the air at this critical time in the face of globalists, and they're amazing shirts. You'll meet so many great people when you're out wearing these. It's an adventure to wear these shirts, and it keeps us on air. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for supporting free speech. You are the reason we're still here. God bless you. Now, please visit TheAlexJonesStore.com. And again, I want to thank all those that have gone and gotten the shirts. Thank you so much for what you're doing. You are amazing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.